Brothers and sisters, let's turn to the New Testament in the Bible.
弟兄姊妹们，请我们翻开新约圣经。
Gospel according to Mark. I'm sorry, according to Matthew.
马太福音。
Chapter 16.
第十六章。
And verse 13.
第十三节。
Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he was asking his disciples, Who do people say that the Son of Man is?
第十三节，耶稣到了该撒利亚腓立比的境内，就问门徒说，人说我人子是谁？
And they say, Some say John the Baptist, and others Elijah, but still others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets.
他们说，有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，又有人说是耶利米，或是先知里的一位。
Verse 15, He said to them, But who do you say that I am?
第十五节，耶稣说，你们说我是谁？
Simon Peter answered, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
And let's turn to 1 Peter.
他们翻开彼得前书
，Chapter One，
第一章
，Verse Three，
第三节。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借着耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
To attain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
可以得到不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残、为你们存留在天上的基业。
Verse 22.
第二十二节
Since you have in obedience to the truth purified your souls for sincere love of the brethren, fervently love one another from the heart. For you have been born again, not of seed which is perishable, but imperishable, that is through the living and enduring word of God.
你们既因顺从真理洁净了自己的心，以致爱弟兄没有虚假，就当从心里彼此切实的相爱。你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神长存活泼的道。
For all flesh is like a grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers, and the flower falls off.
因为凡有血气的尽都如草，它的美容都像草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢。
But the word of the Lord endures forever, and this is the word which was preached to you.
唯有主的道是永存的，所传给你们的福音就是这道。
Therefore, putting aside all malice and all deceit and hypocrisy and envy and all slander,
所以你们既除去一切的恶毒、诡诈，并且假善、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话
，Like newborn babies, long for the pure milk of the word, so that by it you may grow in respect to salvation.
就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕灵奶、爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。
If you have tasted the kindness of the Lord.
你们若尝过主恩的滋味，就必如此。
Or some other translation says, if you have tasted that the Lord is good.
或者有的翻译是这样说：如果你们尝过主的话，你就知道主是好的。
Let's bow our heads and continue to look to the Lord for His blessing.
那么在低头，我们来仰望主给我们的祝福。
Father God, how thankful we are that we can gather together in this precious name.
父神，我们实在是感谢你在这宝贵的时间里面能够聚集在你面前。
Because we know that you invite us here.
我们深信是你邀请我们来到你面前。
Father, we pray that you bless us with your holy word.
父啊，我们求你啊，用你的话来祝福我们。
Holy Spirit will interpret your word in our heart.
圣灵把你的话语在我们心中翻译过来。
Give us understanding.
使我们可以明白。
Give us a desire.
使我们可以渴慕。
Draw our hearts to the Lord Jesus.
把我们的心能够吸引到主的，到主耶稣的面前。
So that here we don't see anything else but the Lord Jesus.
使我们只见耶稣，不见别的。
So over here we can only hear the voice of Lord Jesus.
使我们只能单单的听到主耶稣的声音。
Father, we want to give all the glory to the Lord Jesus.
我们愿意把一切的荣耀赞美归给我们的主耶稣。
Because you said, whoever honored the Son, honored the Father.
因为你说过，凡荣耀儿子的，就荣耀父。
Father, we know that we are weak.
父啊，我们知道我们是何等的软弱。
We need your blessing. We need your grace.
我们实在需要你的恩典和祝福。
And we need that now.
我们现在就需要。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
This is again one of a series of messages.
我们今天想要分享的乃是一系列的信息。
The message is about God's truth through the life of Peter.
就是神借着彼得所启示出来的真理。
As a young believers, we start reading the Bible.
作为一个刚刚信蒙恩的人，我们开始读圣经。
We start with the Gospels.
我们先是来读福音书。
And in the Gospels, we see Lord Jesus.
在福音书里面，我们看到我们的主耶稣。
Because Gospels are about Lord Jesus.
因为福音就是关于耶稣。
But also, we see Peter.
我们同时也看到彼得。
Because Peter is the one who followed the Lord Jesus.
因为彼得乃是跟随主耶稣的。
Wherever Lord Jesus was, and there we can find Peter as well.
不管主耶稣到哪里，都看到彼得跟随着他。
So God's truth conveyed to us through this person.
所以神的真理乃是借着彼得这个人把他传给我们的。
We thank God that God often conveys His truth through a living person.
我们都感谢神，因为神常常借着一个活的人把他的真理赐给我们。
He taught about His eternal truth through Moses.
他借着摩西把他永恒的真理赐给了我们。
Through those prophets in the Old Testament.
是还有借着旧约里的众先知。
And through the Lord Jesus himself.
还借着主耶稣自己。
And through the apostles.
还借着使徒。
So by studying this lives of these living persons.
那借着一个啊活生生的人呢。
We can understand the living truth of God.
我们就可以明白神那活泼的真理。
So I learned a lot from Peter.
我借着彼得这个人，我学到了好多很多的东西。
When I was young believers, Peter gave me a lot of encouragement.
我还刚刚蒙恩的时候，就借着彼得这个人，跟我看到很多的那个鼓励。
Because his straightforwardness.
因为他实在是一个很横冲直撞的。
He's a man without guile.
他是一个没有虚伪的。
He speaks his mind.
他讲的话就是他心里所想的。
He let us know what is in his heart.
他告诉我们他心里面在想什么。
So as I grow older,
那么随着我属灵生命的成长呢，
I appreciate Peter even more.
我更加来欣赏彼得这个人。
I see how grace of God changed Peter.
我看到神的恩典是如何改变彼得的。
So I have a hope, not only for myself or everyone here.
我所以有一个盼望，不光是为着我自己，也为着在座所有的人。
That God changed each one of us.
神能够也能改变我们每一个人。
As we study the letters that Peter wrote when he was in old age,
当我们再来读那个彼得在年老的时候写的书信的时候，
we see how Peter was changed.
我们看到彼得是怎么样一个变化。
We're amazed at the grace of God.
我们实在是要感谢神的恩典在他身上的变化。
How this person was filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们看到这个人是如何的充满了圣灵。
His writing is so practical.
他的经历是何等的实际。
So we've been meditating on Peter in chapter 16 of Gospel according to Matthew.
我们在第 马太福音第16章 我们看到彼得所说的话。
Jesus led all his disciples to a place.
耶稣把他的门徒带到一个地方。
It's called Caesarea Philippi.
就是该撒利亚菲利比。
This place was in a Gentile place.
这个地方乃是在那个外邦人的地方。
And Jesus asked them this question.
耶稣就问他们这样一个问题。
Who do you say I am?
你们说我是谁?
And Peter uttered this amazing words that is called the Great Confession of Peter.
那么彼得所说的话, 可以说是彼得最大的一个承认。
He said, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
彼得说, 你是基督, 是永生神的儿子。
Immediately Jesus praised him.
很快耶稣一听到就赞扬他。
God says, this is not, you didn't learn this from man, but it is from the revelation from the Father.
耶稣说, 这不是从人来的领受, 乃是从神来的启示。
So we've been meditating on this confession.
我们来看看, 啊, 我们已经看了这个彼得这段论述。
And we saw this little phrase he uttered, the Son of the Living God.
我们来看, 我们看了这个, 他想到说他是神, 永生神的儿子。
You know, we see in the New Testament, we see several places called Jesus the Son of God.
我们知道在新约里边有多处的地方讲到, 耶稣是神的儿子。
So it is very unique here, Peter called Jesus Son of the Living God.
但是在这儿很特别, 因为彼得乃是叫耶稣是永生神的儿子,就是活神的儿子。
Here we learn that Peter trusts in the Living God.
也就是说我们看到说彼得在说他相信的这位神是活的。
God to him is living.
神对他来是实在是活的。
So his understanding of all the truth is a living truth.
也就是说他所相信的一切真理都是活生生的真理。
It's not the dead knowledge.
不是一个死的知识。
These are the living truth from God.
这乃是从神来的活的真理。
And so when he talks about all the aspects of truth, he always had this word living in front of it.
所以当他在讲到真理的各个方面的时候, 他乃是有一个概念在他的里面, 就是这个是活的。
When he wanted to tell us about hope, he said this is a living hope.
所以当他在讲到盼望的时候, 他说这是个活的盼望。
So in 1 Peter, it says that through God's grace, that according to his great grace, God has caused us to be born again to a living hope.
就像第三节所讲的那样的, 神借着耶稣基督的死里使我们重生了我们, 使我们有了一个活泼的盼望。
Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
乃是借着主耶稣从死里复活这件事做成的。
So, everyone says, if we are born again, we have this hope, living hope in us.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们, 如果我们每个人真是重生的话, 我们应该有个活的, 一个活的盼望在我们的里面。
Because God we believe is a living God.
因为我们所信的这位神乃是活的神。
So hope in us should be living hope as well.
所以在我们里边这个盼望也就是活的。
This hope is enables to obtain an inheritance that is not perishable.
那这个活的盼望就是要使我们能够得到从天上来的不能朽坏的基业，
undefiled，
不能够玷污的，
and will not fade away，
也不会衰残。
Dear brothers and sisters, think about it. This inheritance God given us.
想一想，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们， 这个基业， 神所给我们这个基业是什么样的？
I'm not sure that if you have inheritance on earth or not.
我不知道在座的有没有在地上有基业。
Whatever, if you have an inheritance, by now it's already, you already lost half of the price, the worth of it.
如果你在地上有别人所赠给你的财产的话, 我想对那个存财产的话, 可能到现在已经丧失了一半了。
Bill Gates just lost $25 billion.
那比尔盖茨他丧失了2250亿美元。
Just for 1 year.
在一年之内就丧失这么多。
But here, inheritance, this living hope that enabled us to look to this inheritance that God has for us.
那么我们在这所说的所存的基业呢，是神给我们的基业。
And which is imperishable.
而是不能够衰残的。
And the more we see it, the older we get, the preciouser the inheritance becomes.
随着我们年月增加，这增长，这个基业越来越宝贵。
And when Peter now tells us about the word of God,
彼得在这讲到神赐给我们的活的话。
And he talked about the living word of God.
他是哪家讲讲到神活泼的话。
So last time we shared this, how this living God affects our life.
我们上次讲到神活泼的话怎么样影响到我们的生命。
And from chapter 1, verse 22,
我们来看第一章的第二十二节。
Through chapter 2, verse 3,
一直到第二章的第三节。
He talked about the living word of God.
乃是讲到神的话。
The effect that it has in our life.
在我们生命的里面所产生的果效。
And he used two commands.
他讲到两个命令。
In the first part, that is from chapter 1, verse 22 through 25.
第一乃是第二十二节到第一章第二十二节到二十五节。
He gave us one command.
乃是一个命令。
That is fervently love one another from the heart.
就是从心里彼此切实的相爱。
Those of us who receive this living word of God.
那么那些我们领受了这个活泼长存的道的人。
We have our soul purified.
我们的心，我们的灵，我们的魂被洁净了。
And he gives us a command to love one another fervently from the heart.
因着这个缘故，神就给我们命令，让我们的心里要彼此切实的相爱。
This love is agape love.
这个爱乃是指神的爱。
God wants us to love each other with the love that He loved us.
神让我们彼此相爱，是乃是要用神爱我们的那个爱来爱。
Because God gave this new birth through this living word.
因为神所给我们的这个重生，这个生命乃是借着祂话产生的。
And this new birth is a seed according to God's living word.
而这个重生的生命乃是借着神那永活的道。
So he asks us to love one another.
因着这个缘故，神让我们彼此相爱。
And we are enabled to love one another.
我们也能够彼此相爱。
And today I'd like to meditate with you, brothers and sisters, that second part of this living word.
那么今天我们想要来分享的乃是这第二个部分。
That is in the second chapter
of
1 Peter.
就是彼得前书第二章。
It says, therefore putting aside all malice and all deceit and hypocrisy and envy and all slander.
所以你们既除去一切的恶毒诡诈并假善嫉妒和一切并一切和一切毁谤的话。
Like newborn babies long for the pure milk of this word so that by it you may grow in respect to salvation.
就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。
If you have tasted the kindness of the Lord,
你们如果尝过主恩的滋味的话。
So the second part, the effect that God's word has in our life.
那么这第二个部分呢，乃是讲到，也是同样讲到神的话在我们身上生命中的果效。
First of all, I like to point it out that.Here in the second part, he also gives us a command.
那么在这第二个部分里边，你看到也有一个命令在那里。
That command is this.
这个命令就是
long for the pure milk of the word.
就是要爱慕那纯净的灵奶。
That's in verse 2.
就是在第二节。
Like a newborn babies, long for the pure milk of the word.
就像才生的婴孩爱慕灵奶一样。
The first command regarding to a living word is to love one another fervently from the heart.
我们都知道刚才我们所说的第一个命令在前面就是要彼此切实的相爱。
Now second command is to long for the pure milk of the word.
那么第二个呢就是要爱慕那纯净的灵奶。
I don't know about you. A commandment from the Lord make life a lot easier.
我不知道大家的感觉，我觉得神的命令使我们的生命变得更容易。
When I become Christians, that a lot of people struggle to find out the word of God. The will of God, the will of God.
我刚刚信主的时候，发现到那个时候很多人在寻找神啊的旨意是什么。
Why does not God give us ten commandments? You know, this gives us a list of commandments. If we do them, then we're okay. So every day we can just check the list.
为什么神给我们十大的诫命？好像就是我们每天只要按着这十大诫命一条一条的来做就可以了。
Why does God not give us ten commandments?
为什么神不给我们这样的十个诫命
？In the New Testament,
在新约里面这样给我们。
Instead, just God in the New Testament asks us to follow the Lord.
而相反的，在新约里面呢，神只是让我们能够跟随耶稣。
And abide in Christ.
在主的身体的里面。
And for me, it's very hard to grasp what that means.
对我来说，我确实是不知道怎么样去明白这个意思是什么。
What should I do today, so that I could be said that I follow the Lord.
我要一天我当怎么样来做才能够表示说我已经是跟随了主。
Or I could be said that I abide in Christ.
我才可以说我已经是和主相连接了。
Or thank the Lord.
感谢主。
Bible in the New Testament also has commands.
在新约的里面也有诫命。
And Lord Jesus says, if you love me,
主说如果你爱我
You obey my words.
你就要听我的话。
So it's obey the Lord's command.
所以我们就要听神主给我们的话。
So thank the Lord.
感谢主。
There's a simple commands that for us to follow.
有非常简单的命令来我们可以遵守。
So if we love the Lord,
如果我们爱主的话
we should obey and follow his command.
我们就应该遵行他的话。
There's a brother who's called City Star.
我们有个弟兄叫做四大的弟兄，四大的弟兄。
He was a missionary to China.
他是一个到中国的差传教士。
He had a great future in this world.
他这个世界上，他本来有个非常美好的前途。
He was best player in a baseball.
他是在那个。棒球里边是非常好的一个球员。
Of course, in England, that is not called baseball; it's called a cricket.
在当时在英国呢，那个时候叫做曲棍球。
But later he became a Christian. He was born again.
后来他成为重生的基督徒。
And he loved Lord Jesus.
他爱主。
He wanted use all his life to glorify the Lord.
所以他就要想要借着自己的生命来荣耀主。
So he answered the call.To be a missionary to China.
所以他就听从主的命令到中国去传道。
And in his biography, we see that how he loved the Lord.
在他的传记里面，我们看到他是如何爱神的。
One day, he was in England, and F. Meyer, when he was young, the City Star stayed with him at his house.
有一次在英国的时候他和那个迈尔弟兄在一起。
And F. Meyer noticed that at around 4 o'clock, the guest was already woke up and he was pacing in his room. The light was on.
那么迈尔弟兄有一天凌晨四点钟发现他这个住在他家里这位客人就 Star 的弟兄好像他的灯是亮着的房间里的灯。
And,He was so Maya brother Miles thought or maybe there was something there in does not make this guest comfortable.
Maya 弟兄就在想，可能是有什么事情使这位仆人，这位那个客人好像不安不舒适。
Maybe bed was not made well, so guest was not comfortable.
他想象可能是因为床不合适他住，所以他感觉不舒服。
So he held his impulse, tried to knock the door.
他一直想要去扣他的门，但是他还是觉得不合适。
And he waited until 6 o'clock in the morning.
后来到了早晨六点钟。
And he knocked the door and City Star opened the door.
后来他还是止不住，继续扣门，然后那个 Star 弟兄就把门开了。
So F. Meyer says, Is there anything I can do that make you comfortable so you can have a rest? I saw you, woke up at 4 o'clock.
麦尔弟兄对斯达的弟兄说，是什么事情使你可能是不太坐得不太舒适？有什么事情我可以帮你做，使你能够安息下来吗？因为你四点钟就好像灯一直开着。
And Star says, no, not because of anything that uncomfortable here.
斯达的弟兄回答说，不是什么事情不舒适。
At this this is my habit that every morning that I wake up early to search for the commandments in the Bible for me to follow.
所以就是说，我有一个习惯，就每天早晨四点钟我就起来，我要在圣经里边寻找，能够可以遵行神的话，神的命令。All
of us I know we look for the Bible.
我们都知道，大家我们都读圣经。What
are we looking for?
我们在圣经里面想要寻找什么？We
look for promises.
我们常常寻找神的应许，对不对？
Right. So promise, from the Lord. So we can get help.
借着神的应许，我们也许就能够得到某种帮助。
But very few of us actually look for commandments of the Lord.
但是很少有人在圣经里边想要寻找可以遵行的命令。
But this brother had the love for the Lord.
但是这位弟兄他非常爱神。
So real that he wanted to find commandments, the commands of the Lord to follow every day.
如此的强烈，以至于他每一天早晨都要想要寻找一句可遵行的命令去遵行。
So this morning, I'd like to share that this is one command.
所以今天早晨我要来给一起分享这个命令。
That is long for the pure milk of the word.
就是要爱慕那纯净的灵奶。
Thank the Lord that here it says that God's word is the pure milk to our life.
在这感谢主，他告诉我们说，神的话是那纯净的灵奶。
And every one of us need to grow.
我们每一个人都需要长进。
It's like our physical life need the food to grow.
就像我们这个生命需要食物来长进一样。
And God's word is essential to our spiritual growth.
神的话也同样的对我们灵命的成长。
He said we should be like newborn babies.
我们应该像才生的婴孩才对。
With that kind of intensity to long for the word of God.
使我们真是要去非常强烈的去渴慕主的话。
It's not only tell us to long for the word of God.
不光是要去爱慕主的话。
It says we should be like newborn babies.
我们应该像才生的婴孩的那样去渴慕才对。
As a newborn baby, long for the milk of God.
要像才生的婴孩的那样的渴慕，去渴慕主的话。
So here, let's look at God's command a little bit carefully.
让我们来看看，来详细的来查考这段命令。
Now first it started off, interestingly, in the verse 1, putting aside all malice, all deceit, and hypocrisy and envy and all slander.
他在第一节这样讲到说，你们要除去一切的恶毒、诡诈、并假善、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话。
It seems to tell us that before we can long for the pure milk of the word,
在这好像是告诉我们，在我们渴慕灵奶之前呢，
we need to put aside this junk food.
我们应该先把一些垃圾的食物
There's junk in our heart, in our life.
在我们生命中各样的垃圾的东西。
It's like when you prepare very healthy food, delicious food to the family, for the family.
就像当在家里面你要准备一顿非常丰盛的饭菜。
The children, your family members may not appreciate it.
但是呢，你的孩子可能不喜欢。
Because you feed them with all junk foods before the meal.
因为在饭前你已经给他们很多那种垃圾的食物吃了。
They have a chocolate, ice cream, and they have chips, all kinds of junk food on the table before you serve the meal. So they are all filled with junk food.
因为在饭前你已经让他们吃了巧克力、冰淇淋或者说那个土豆片，所有这些、这些垃圾的食物已经让他们的胃好像充满了。
So they will not have appetite for the real healthy meal.
所以他们再也没有胃口来吃这些更健康的食物。
The food that actually is good for their body.
而这后面的这些食物才是更有益于他们的健康。
All the junk food actually harm their body.
而前面那些垃圾食物实际上是害有害于他们身体的。
So God is here telling us first of all we need to putting aside all these junk.
所以说神的话告诉我们说，我们在之前我们必须要把一些垃圾除掉。
So, malice,
恶毒。
It is intention to harm people.
恶毒乃是要想要伤害人。
Cause others harm.
让别的人感到受伤。
I mean, when I read this, I said, God, is there a Christian like this?
当我在读这段话的时候，我在想，基督徒会这样做吗？
Why you say this?
为什么会在这儿这样说呢？
Are there Christians who have intention to harm another Christians or other people?
有没有基督徒想要用恶毒去伤害另外的基督徒？
But God says here,
神是这样说的，
And all deceit,
诡诈，
That is falsehood,
那些假善。
God says there's a lot of deceit in our heart, falsehood.
神告诉我们在我们心里边有各样的假善。
And it followed by hypocrisies.
就是还有就是假善了，除了那个诡诈以外还有假善。
Envy and slander
还有嫉妒还有毁谤。
The hypocrisy is one form of deceit.
那个虚伪是一种伪善。
And envy
嫉妒。
It is a jealousy.
嫉妒就是嫉妒。
We jealousBecause other brothers and sisters, they get promotion, they're successful, more successful than we are.
因为我们嫉妒，是因为我们看到别的人、别的弟兄姊妹比我们更好。
I don't deserve it, but you don't deserve too. But why you have it, I don't have it.
如果我没有，为什么你有呢？
All slander, this is the hurtful words spoken against our brothers and sisters.
所有的毁谤的话都是想要来伤害别的弟兄姊妹。
And usually we think okay, non-believers maybe they may commit all these sins, but here is God's talking about the Christians, God's children.
我原来一直以为只有、没有信主的时候我们才会这样去做，但是在这儿神乃是讲到我们基督徒的。
So we need to be careful.
所以我们需要小心。
We need to put aside these junks.
我们需要把这些垃圾的东西都除去。
Jeremiah tells us this.
耶利米这样告诉我们。
Says, the heart of man is more deceitful than all else.
他告诉我们说，人心诡诈，比万物都更诡诈。
And is desperately sick.
是坏到了极处。
Who can understand it?
没有人能够识透的。
And this prayer.Of David, they will help us a lot to understand what is in our heart.
大卫有这样一个祷告啊，帮助我们能够明白我们的心究竟是怎么样一个心。
It helped me to very often to examine myself.
常常啊，这个祷告常常使我能够来检查我的心是怎么样的。
So it's in Psalm 139.
是在诗篇第139
verse 23-24
第23-24节
says, Search me, O God, and know my heart.
Try
me, and know my anxious thoughts.
神啊，求你检查我，知道我的心思，试验我，知道我的意念。
And see if there be any hurtful way in me, and lead me in the everlasting way.
看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的路。
See, this is a prayer from the person who seek after God's heart.
这是一个寻求主心意的人的一个祷告。
A spiritual giant, so called.
可以说他是一个属灵的伟人。
But he had this prayer.
他在这儿有这样一个祷告。
He asked God to search him.
他求神来检查他。
And know my heart.
知道他的心。
Try me.
来试验我。
And know my anxious thoughts.
让我知道我里面那种着急的意念。
And see if there is any hurtful way in me.
在我的里面有什么恶行没有。
So we need to come to the Lord and ask Lord to search us and try us.
我们实在是求神来帮助我们来检查来体察我们心里面想什么。
So that we can repent and confess and be cleansed through the blood of Jesus Christ.
所以我们在主的面前可以悔改，可以认罪，可以被洁净。
So that's the way I think we can put aside all these things.
只有这样才能使我们把所有这些罪恶给除掉。
Don't think that we don't have all these sins.
千万不要以为我们没有这些罪。
That is in our heart.
它是在我们的心里的。
So we need to constantly come to the Lord and ask for the forgiveness and ask Lord Jesus to search us, to try us.
所以我们实在是求主耶稣来帮助我们检查我们的心，使我们真是可以被洁净。
And then the next step.
下一第二步呢
After you get rid of all junk food.
把这所有的这些垃圾的东西都除掉了。
Now we come to this the longing for the pure milk of the word.
然后我们就可以来爱慕那纯净的灵奶。
Then we'll have this appetite for the healthy food.
这样的话我们才会有胃口去去喝这个健康的食物。
I knew that one of the brothers that I knew that when I was believed, when I first believed.
我知道有个弟兄知道我刚刚信主的时候。
I noticed that this brother, his family, is all very tall, strong, and he had this very white teeth.
我知道我认识一个弟兄，在我刚信主的时候啊，他家里的人都很健壮的，他有很白的牙齿。
And you know, at that time, there's no whitening thing right going on. So I was so amazed. I said, "Whoa! How did your parents raise you?"
啊，这个弟兄，我就问他说，我说那个时候还没有这个洁白牙齿的那些技术呢，所以我就问他说，你们家里是怎么样过生活的
？Because look at my own teeth. Right? I lost 10 of them already.When I was maybe 20.
因为我自己的牙齿在我20岁的时候就已经失掉了十来个了。掉了十来个了。
So I asked that question.
所以我问他。
He said, my parents, when I was growing up, there's no junk food, there's no food between the meals.
他告诉我说，因为我的父亲是这样养我们的。我们在饭前饭后我们都没有吃那些垃圾的食物。
If you don't like this, you have to wait for next meal.
如果我们不喜欢我们当时要吃的话，那么我们必须要等待下一顿饭。
He and his siblings, you know, they eat whatever is on the table.
所以他们弟兄姊妹们都总是吃，尽量吃桌子上的东西。
No cavities in their teeth.
在他们牙齿里边没有任何。
And they are strong. They are tall.
他们是很高很健壮。
And they are very smart.
他们非常聪明。
Healthy food, you know, make your brain smarter.
因为他们吃的都是健康的食物，使他们的健全的发育。
The same thing applies to our spiritual life.
同样对我们的属灵的生命。
It says like a newborn babies long for the pure milk of the word.
就像才生的婴孩爱慕灵奶一样。
Now for the newborn baby, that milk.Is all they need.
对于才生的婴孩来说，我们都知道奶是他所需要的一切。
And milk is all they want.
奶是他所需要的一切。
A baby, they just crave for milk.
因为对于才生的婴孩来说，他最想要得到的就是。
And if they are hungry, they need milk. They'll cry no matter what time it is.
如果是他们饿了的话，不管是什么时候。半夜他们也会哭喊。
It's a 2 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the morning.
无论是两点还是三点，他不管这些。
For them, there's no inconvenient time.
对他们来说，没有不方便的时候。
And when they need the milk, they want milk. They'll just let everybody know.
如果他们需要奶的时候，他们就会让所有周围的人都知道他们需要。
I believe that many of you raised a little babies, you know that what it means.
我们像在座的有的都经历过这样的时候，因为你们都有孩子小孩。
This is how they crave for milk, and God wants to crave the word of God like this.
这就是婴孩怎么样渴慕奶，就是神要让我们也同样的如此。
And they have, when they drink milk, they're so focused.
他们在婴孩在喝奶的时候，他们是这样的专注。
And they use all their strength.
他们把所有的力气都用上了。
A Chinese has a phrase called 吃奶的力气。
中国有一句话叫做 the strength to drink the milk.
I finally realized what that means.
我最后才明白这句话是什么意思。
One of my girl when she was very young.
我有一个女儿，她还很。年轻的很小的时候
，and you know one day that I fed her with a bottle.
那有一天我用那个奶瓶来喂她
，and I was very uncomfortable because digested for a while, so she drank milk very slowly. So I just want to change my posture, so I poured a bottle out of her mouth.
因为她喝奶很慢，而那个时候我抱着她那个姿势呢非常不合适。使我感到很不舒服，所以要换个位置，就把那个奶瓶从他嘴里拔出来。
Oh, my! I regretted it.
那个时候才感觉到是多么可怕。
And the baby is like just few week or few months. Oh, she had temper.
他那个时候才两个月到三个月大，结果你发现他的脾气之大是叫你吓。
Oh, she cried aloud.
他大声的使劲的喊。
She protested at the top with the top of her lung.
他用他全身的力气都来抗议我这样的。
Because I poured the milk out of her mouth.
就是因为我把他奶瓶暂时从他嘴里拔出来。
So that's the intensity that baby has for the milk.
这就是婴孩渴慕奶的那个劲儿。
And when she drank the milk, I saw that she drank it with the fist clenched.
那你看到他喝奶的那样子，那个。拳头都攥得紧紧的
，and her feet was stretched，
她的脚也撑得直直的
，and so then I realized what that means， the strength to drink milk like a baby，
所以我才明白了神这句话说才像才生的婴孩爱慕奶是什么意思。
This is what God wants us to have that kind of intensity to crave for the milk，
而这正是神要让我们渴慕灵奶的那个意义。
I don't know about you that when you're under pressure, when you're stressful, do you have a longing for the God's word?
我不知道你们哈，当你们在很大的压力下的时候，生活的压力下的时候，你们是不是想要寻找渴慕主的话
？I think many brothers and sisters, you have that similar experience.
亲爱的，很多弟兄姊妹都有这样的经历，对不对
？You have this crave in your heart. You just want to get to the Bible and just want to open it and you read it.
在那个时候，你是否是真是想把圣经打开，能够去读
？I remember that the first computer job I had.
我记得我还刚刚我的第一个工作就是做计算机的。
I was under a tremendous pressure.
我那个时候的工作压力很大。
I was the only one in the computer department.
因为我是整个计算机部门的唯一的一个人。
So I had to manage all this hardware, software, and writing all the programs.
我需要管理所有的硬件、软件，还要写程序。
If there's any problem, I don't have someone to ask for.
那如果有什么问题的话，我没有人可以咨询的。
There are also problems at home and at church and a lot of pressures.
那个时候，教会、家庭都有各样的事情要我去做，很忙的。
So I have to find a way to read the Bible.
而那个时候，我真是必须想要来读神的话。
The only comfort that I can have is from the Bible.
而那个时候，唯一能够安慰我的就是在神的话语里面。
So I devised a way. It took me an hour to get to work.
那么我就开始要想办法怎么样的安排自己的时间。
So I learned a trick.
我发现了有一个很小的技巧。
while I'm driving, I was driving, I could read the Bible.
也就是说，我在开车的时候，我可以边开车边看圣经。
I would not suggest that to anybody here, but at that time, because I was so desperate to read the Bible to get comfort and strength, so that's the trick that I learned.
那个时候我非常想要渴慕主的话语，这就是我发现那个小小的技巧，但是我并不希望别的人能够学，因为不安全。
And that's just you know, so every day I read the you know the portion of the Bible just by just driving.
每一天我就是靠着这开车的一点点时间能够读一点点的圣经。
So for 3 years, that's how I read my Bible in the morning.
3年之久的时间里面，我都是这样来读圣经的。
And another brother is smarter.
还有个弟兄呢，比我聪明一点。
He used a recorder. So we called previously, and then when he drives, he just put in the recorder. That's smarter way.
他把那个圣经录在那个磁带上，然后边开车的时候边听，觉得那个比我的办法更聪明。
So he read, you know, we called the his reading of the Bible, and then he can replay that in the morning.
他自己把圣经读了，然后在早晨的时候开车的时候，他就放在磁带里边，放在收音机里边听。
So, God want to have that kind of craving in our heart for Word of God.
神乃是要让我们用这样的心去渴慕他的话。
And it's not only the milk is all they want, but also it's very interesting, brothers and sisters. And they also know this is all they need.
不光是啊。这个神的话是我们所要渴慕的灵奶，而且这是我们唯一要渴慕的东西。
And you know that for baby, I don't know where they get this knowledge. They know if you feed the baby with other things like water, they will immediately taste it and refuse to drink it.
我不知道这个才生的婴孩他们哪儿得来的这样的知识。当他们一开始喂他奶的时候，如果你换成是水或者别的东西的话，他们会。马上拒绝的，拒绝的。
The one of my babies that the sister came to us in the she had some constipation. She said, you know, baby should feed with water also once in a while.
我有个孩子啊，他可能有容易便秘，所以呢，有个姊妹就告诉我说，你们应该偶尔喂喂他们的水，他的水。
So she demonstrated to us and with the bottle instead of the milk, she poured the water.
所以姊妹就告诉我说，怎么样？把那个奶换成水来喂他。
And we all watch, see how baby you know took water.
那姊妹给我们做示范，所以我们就来看他是我们的孩子是怎么样吃水的。
It's very interesting that baby know it was water.
很有趣，因为这孩子马上就知道那不是奶。
She tried to use her tongue to push that the bottle away.
那时候他就是用舌头要想把那个瓶子顶出去
or try to turn her face away from that water
或者说把那个脸转到一个面转到一边去不要喝那个水
see the baby has that knowledge
看到没有还婴孩已经有那样的知识
and every Christian you're born again Christian also have this knowledge born with this knowledge
所有重生的基督徒也有这样的知识
That you need milk, you need the word of God.
你需要神的话作为奶。
And this is the only thing that you need.
而这是唯一你需要的东西。
And here also says this, the pure milk of the word.
这儿还讲到一件事，就是那纯净的话和纯净的奶。
Now, not only says milk, but milk has to be pure.
这不光是讲到奶，而且讲的是纯净的奶。
I believe that all the parents, if you feed your baby with milk, you want to make sure there's no artificial, you know, color or flavor or add to it.
我们都知道，当我们在喂我们的婴孩的时候，我们不希望奶里边有各样的人工的掺的那些东西在里面。
Or preservatives.
或者是那种人工的色素啊，或者说那个防腐剂等等这些，我不愿意放在里面。
Or chocolate, or you know whatever.
或者巧克力，或者什么东西，反正我们都不愿意加多加更多的东西。
All of us know that we want to have the pure milk.
我们都知道，我们希望能够喂孩子最好是纯净的东西。
Because the pure milk is best for them.
因为纯净的奶是对婴孩最有益处的。
And also, if it's not pure, it's harmful for their health.
因为如果不纯净的话，对孩婴孩是很不健康的。
For spiritual life is the same.
同样，对我们生命属灵的生命也是如此。
Only God's word is pure for spiritual health.
因为唯有神的话才对我们生命的成长有好处。
And in any other things, we harm our growth.
其余的东西对我们都有害。
So we need to focus on the pure meal of the word.
所以我们应该应该专注在神那纯净的话语上。
I had this experience how this pure the milk of the word has that special meaning.
我有一点点的经历啊，怎么样去理解这个纯净的神的话是什么意思？
One day the my wife told me that the mature woman, you have your friend visit you every month, right? So what she said, you know, my good friend didn't visit me for, you know, a couple of weeks past that time.
我有一次我的妻子告诉我，她说，因为对于一个成熟的人来说，总是有很多朋友，所以她告诉我说，她说过了一段时间，怎么我的那朋友好长一段时间没有来看我了。
So I thought my wife was pregnant.
所以我想我的妻子是怀孕了。
I said the woman. They have good friends visit them every month. That's all right. One day she told me that she was ill. She didn't feel comfortable. She came down with some cold something.
我妻子她突然就感冒了，她不知道好像是有感冒的那种症状。
I said to myself, oh, you know what? Because I was afraid that she was pregnant, so I don't want to, you know, you cannot take any medicine, because medicine will harm the baby if there's a baby there, right, or fetus. So I went to, you know what? I'll get you a ginger ale.
那么因为我们都觉得可能是我们妻子怀孕了哈，所以呢，她有感冒，那么我们希望不能够让她去吃药，因为对她不好，对孩子不好。所以我就说呢，我给你买一个那个姜汁来喝。
We want to be as natural as possible.
因为我们尽量想要用天然的东西来在治病。
And when I was in shopping mall, the you know ShopRite, at first time in my life, I found myself reading the fine print.
那所以我就到那个 ShopRite 去那个超市去买那个姜汁，然后第一次我发现到我要去认真去读那个。饮料上面的那个名牌上面写的各种成分。
I want to make sure there's no artificial colors, you know, preservative that will harm the baby in my wife's womb.
因为我实在是需要发现究竟那个上面有没有什么东西成分要影响那个孩子婴孩。
So I was reading the fine print, you know, whatever ingredients that each brand has.
所以都是非常非常的仔细，每一个牌子的那个饮料我都要仔细的。
It's very natural for concerned parents.
因为这对一个父母亲来说，这是非常正常的。
You want to raise, give them the best food. You don't want them be harmed in any way.
因为你是想要保护那小孩子胎儿能够正常，所以不愿意有任何东西去影响他们的生命。
So you want to give them the pure food.
所以我们。总是要用最纯净的食物。
So here, a baby, the only thing they need to learn to grow is a pure milk.
同样在这儿，这个婴孩要健康的成长，唯一所需要的就是灵奶。
So, dear brothers and sisters, that's what God wants to learn from babies.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，这就是神要让我们借着婴孩想要学的功课。
How like a newborn babies long for the pure milk of the word.
就像一个才生的婴孩爱慕灵奶那样的，我们也要同样的去做。
So we need to read God's word of, you know, through this desire like a baby.
所以我们在读神的话语的时候，我们也应该像婴孩那样的渴慕。
Read in the morning.
早晨起来读。
Read in the at the night.
在晚上也要读。
And read in the noon. If you have time, you just read it.
如果我们有时间的话，不管是什么时候，我们都应该读神的话。
Or you can meditate on the words that you read before.
或者我们可以来思索神，默想神的话。
Because this is how we grow.
这样我们就可以健康的
成长。How our life grow in the Lord.
我们的生命就在主的里面成长。
And Jeremiah says this.
耶利米这样说。
in chapter 15, verse 16, he says that your word was found, and I ate them.
耶利米书第15章第16节这样讲到说，他说你的食物在我的心中是何等的欢喜快乐。
And your word become joy in my heart.
你的言语在我的心中成为一种欢喜快乐。
Jeremiah was under great pressure.
那个时候耶利米是在非常大的压力之下。
He was persecuted all the time.
那个时候他被迫的很厉害。
A source of joy comes from the word of God.
而那个时候那个喜乐就借着神的话语临到他的心里。
So dear brothers and sisters, this is very important for us to read God's word.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 对我们来说, 读神的话是何等的重要。
I'd like to share that, so that by it you may grow in respect to salvation.
我们再来分享一点, 就是借着, 我们的见长的时候, 怎么样就可以得救。
And here, I'd like to mention four aspects of God's word that help us grow in these four areas.
我们来看, 在四个方面来看, 啊, 借着神的话语。
And we know that last Sunday, the brother Xu shared that the growth of Christian life.
上个星期天，徐弟兄告诉我们怎么样在主的里面长进。
And he mentioned that three reasons why a Christian life does not grow.
他在讲到说有三个方面啊，使我们基督徒的生活、的生命不能够成长。
All life should grow naturally. All life should grow.
因为正常而言，任何生命都会见自己长。
You put the seed in the ground and you will sprout, and then you will grow. You will and then bear fruit.
当你把那个种子放在地里边的时候，它就会发芽，渐渐的就长起来了。
So if a life does not grow, there's something wrong with that life.
如果这个生命它不长的话，就说明有问题了。
You remember that the three reasons of why the life cannot grow.
记不记得，徐弟兄讲到说生命不能够长大，三个原因在哪里？
First of all, he said it's because you don't have God's word. You are not born again. You don't have God's life in you.
第一就是因为你根本就没有那个生命在你，神的生命在你的里面，当然你不会长大。
There's no way for you to grow.
所以就不可能长大。
But secondly, if you have a life.
那第二点呢，如果你真的有生命的话。
She says, do you remember what the second reason?
大家记不记得这第二点? 不能长的原因?
Okay. The second reason is that you never have a desire to grow.
那第二点你不能够长的原因就是你从来就不想长。
If you have a life, but you never have a desire to grow.
如果你有，虽然你有生命，但是你没有兴趣想要去长。
You like to stay as a baby.
你愿意永远当那个婴孩。
So everybody else can take care of you.
所以别的人都可以来照顾你。
Third reason he mentioned is related to what I'd like to share.
第三个原因也是我想要分享的。
Is that we do not want to invest in God's word.
就是我们不愿意在神的话语上付代价。
We don't want to spend time and effort study God's word.
就是我们不愿意花时间，不愿意花精力来读神的话。
Because only God's word can help us grow.
因为只有神的话才能使我们的生命长大。
So if we don't invest time, energy in God's word, then we will not grow.
如果我们不花时间在主的话语上的话，我们确实是不能长大的。
So this is as an encouragement for everybody here that we need to really study God's word.
所以对于大家来说，我们彼此来鼓励，我们需要在主的话语上下功夫。
So I'd like to share these four areas of growth.
所以我要想在四个方面来讲到这个成长。
First is God's word help us grow in our faith.
第一点就是神的话可以使我们的信心长大。
You know, Paul tells us in the Romans first chapter, he says a Christian life is from faith to faith.
保罗在罗马书第一章这样告诉我们，义人是因信得生。
And in verse 17 in chapter 1 he says, in it, in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith.
在罗马书第一章第十七这样讲，第十七节这样讲到，神的义在这，就是借着信，也本于信，也借着也因着信。
Our life not only started with faith，
我们的生命不光是从信开始的
，but also continued with faith，
而且是在这过程中也是因着这个信。
And so we need to make sure that our faith will be there all the time。
所以我们必须要确信说，我们的信心一直在那里的。
And how can our faith be sustained？
我们的信心怎么样能够维持呢
？As the Romans 10:17 it tells us the secret。
在罗马书第十章第十七节，七节这样告诉我们。
So faith comes from hearing。
讲到说。
And hearing by the word of God。
讲到说，信道啊是从听到来的，听到来是从基督的话来的。
So here it tells us where faith comes from.
这告诉我们信心是从哪里来的呢？
It's from God's word.
是从神的话来的。
By hearing God's word.
在借着听神的话。
Today is by reading God's word because everybody has Bible.
今天我们是借着圣经，因为每一个人都可以有圣经的。
So faith comes by the word of God.
所以信啊是从神的话来的。
Because the Bible tells us it is impossible to please God without faith，
因为圣经告诉我们，我们要讨神的喜悦，必须要有信。
It says that he who comes to God have to believe that he is and he is rewarder for those who seek him。
凡来到神的面前的，必须要信神，才能够，并且相信他能够赏赐的，才能够得到神的喜悦。
So faith is very important for our life。
所以信对我们生命是何等的重要。
And if you want to have faith, you have to study and read God's word every day.
所以你要有信心的话，你必须每天都要来到神的话语面前来学习神的话。
You know that we had a great man of faith in last century.
我们都知道，在上一个世纪里面，我们看到很多属灵的伟人，信心的伟人。
And his name is George Mueller.
就是其中就是有一个叫乔治穆勒。
George Mueller, he founded an orphanage.
那个乔治穆勒他开始了一个那个孤儿院。
And he never asked other people for funds.
他从来没有去募捐来支持这个孤儿院。
He done all this all his needs. He wants God to supply that those needs through the prayer.
他所需要的就是借着祷告求神来资助这个孤儿院。
So he has great faith.
他实在是大有信心的人。
And he had to feed the thousands of orphans.
因为在孤儿院里面有成千上万的婴孩。
He told us where his faith come from.
他告诉我们他的信心从哪里来的。
By reading God's word，
就是借着读神的话。
He read through the whole Bible 100 times。
他读了这个圣经上百遍。
And he told us every morning when he pray，
他告诉我们说他每天早晨起来祷告的时候
，He had to first read the Bible。
他先读圣经。
And then he pray，
然后再祷告。
And he have faith， then he will have a faith and he have a word to pray to the Lord。
然后他就有信心要怎么样来祷告。跟神祷告。
She tried the other way around. He tried pray first and then read the Bible. He said, "Oh, when he prayed, he didn't have a faith and he didn't have a word to pray to God. So later he changed it. He read the word of God first and then he prayed. He found himself had a lot of faith and has a lot of word to pray back to God."
他原来想着换一个方式，就是先祷告，然后再读圣经。后来他发现这个没有办法，因为他没办法有信心在他的里面，所以他还是倒过来说，先读神的话语，然后当他祷告的时候，就好像神就借着这些话语，把各样的那个信，把信心加添给了他。
So every day we need to read God's word to have faith。
所以每一天他都读圣经，借着这个所的话有了信心。
The second area, that God's word can help us grow。
那么第二个方面，神的话可以帮助我们长进的呢？
Is in the hope，
就是盼望。
You know, hope is other side of faith。
我们知道盼望是信心的另一面。
Because faith is assurance of things hoped for。
因为信心乃是我们所望之事的实底。
So in God's word, it will help us to hope.
因为神的话使我们信心那个盼望有了根基。
In Romans chapter 15,
在罗马书第十五章
，It says this about God's word.
在这儿讲的怎么样讲神的话的呢
？In verse 4,
在第四节
，For whatever was written in earlier times was written for our instruction, so that through perseverance and encouragement of the scriptures we might have hope.
第四节，从前所写的圣经都是为教训我们写的，叫我们因圣经所生的忍耐和安慰可以得着盼望。
So here it tells us that when we read the Bible, a Bible will produce the perseverance, and encouragement in our heart.
这告诉我们，当我们在读圣经的时候，圣经能够帮助我们产生忍耐和安慰。
So that we can have hope.
因着这个的缘故，我们就有了盼望。
Many brothers and sisters, I think we help by the story of Job.
弟兄姊妹们，我们都知道约伯的故事。
In James, it tells us that through the Bible, we know the endurance of Job.
那雅各书这样告诉我们，借着忍耐，我们看到了约伯的忍耐。
And how the Lord dealt with Job with kindness and mercy.
神是如何的怜悯他。
Many brothers and sisters, helped by the story of Job.
很多弟兄姊妹因着约伯这样的故事能够得蒙帮助。
Because it gave a sense of purpose in suffering.
因为它让我们明白那个苦难的原因。
And so give us hope to endure during suffering.
因着这个我们就产生了盼望。
So this is very important for brothers and sisters that especially in these tough times that we need to have God's word so God's word will produce perseverance and hope in us.
所以我们在这个最近经济这个困难的时候，我们确实需要回到神的话语里边，借着神的话给我们忍耐和鼓啊和安慰。
Dear brothers and sisters, do remember that Peter focused a lot on hope.
我们都知道彼得啊，花他大部分时间都是放在盼望的上面。
So he says in the 3:15, he says that if somebody else they see the hope in you and they are amazed, they come to you ask for the reason for your hope.
他在这讲到，在三章的时候，他讲到说，当有的人看到我们这个盼望的缘由的时候，他们就会来问我们为什么。
See, if we have hope in our life, the living hope, the you can become a very powerful testimony, for others.
当我们在我们的生命里面，我们真是有个活泼的盼望的时候，我们就可以在人的面前见证神。
People who do not know the Lord will be drawn to the Lord, through our hope.
那么那些不认识神的人就因着我们啊，就来到我们面前跟我们有同样的盼望。
I know that a lot of times that when I experience difficulties that Bible gave me great hope and comfort.
我都知道很多的时候当我经历到很大的苦难的时候圣经借着圣经使我有了安慰和盼望。
So and this is the second point that he helped us to grow in hope.
那第二点也就是刚才我所说的就是神的话使我们有了盼望。
And third point I'd like to mention is that God's word can help us grow in holiness.
那么第三点我所要讲的是神的话使我们能够圣洁。
And let's turn to Psalm, if you will, the Psalm of chapter Psalm 119.
那我们来翻开诗篇第119篇。
In Psalm 119, it tells us this. In verse 9 and 11. How can a young man keep his way pure by keeping it according to your word?
第119篇第9节11节，少年人用什么洁净他的行为呢？是要遵行你的话。
And 11, your word I have treasured in my heart that I may not sin against you.
我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。
So here it tells us that God's word can keep us from sinning against God.
在这实在是神的话告诉我们，神的话可以使我们不至于得罪神。
So develop holiness in our life.
使我们可以圣洁。
In the Bible tells us that without holiness, no one can see God.
因为圣经告诉我们，人若不圣洁，就不能见神。
And this the best motive, one of best motives that we can have to read God's word is that we can be kept from sinning.
那么我们读神话最大的一个动机之一就是使我们保守我们不至于犯罪。
Especially that keep us from temptations.
使我们不至于陷到那个试探的里面。
We all need to be guarded against temptations in our life.
我们在生命中，我们常常需要被保守，不至于落在试探的里面。
Young and old.
不管是年轻的还是年长的。
If you work at work or at home.
不管你在家里还是在工作。
And especially the young people.
特别是年轻的人。
When they go off to colleges.
他们要去上大学了。
They have this sensation in their heart. It's a false sense of freedom.
他们有一种感觉，好像从此就可以自由了。
They'll do a lot of crazy things.
他们就会做很多很狂热的事。
And all parents should have this desire to commit their children to the Word of God.
父母亲都希望说，孩子们能够对主的话能够渴慕。
While they are with us,
当他们和我们父母还在一起的时候。
That use all the opportunities so that they grow in God's word.
我们都父母亲都希望孩子能够在主的话语里面长进。
So that they may not sin against you.
所以就不会犯罪得罪神。
When you remember when Paul passed by Ephesus, he called his elders from Ephesus to meet him.
记不记得保罗在路过那个以弗所的时候，他让以弗所的长老来到他面前。
And he said, "I will not going to see your face again."
他说从此以后我不会再和你们面对面。
So I will commend you to God and His holy word.
但是我求你们要把你们交给神圣洁的话语。
And this word can help you grow.
这些圣洁的话语可以使你们能够建长。
Established.
使你们被建立起来。
So the only thing that we can give our children if they go off to their colleges is that word of God.
所以我们能够给我们孩子们上大学之前唯一的鼓励就是希望把他们交托给神的圣言。
The fourth thing that I like to share.
那么第四点我要想跟大家分享的
is to help us grow in wisdom.
就是我们要在主的话语里面渐渐得到那个智慧。
We know that how important that wisdom is for us.
我们都知道智慧对我们是何等的重要。
Every decision you make,
每一个你要做的决定，
it depends on your wisdom.
是取决于你的智慧。
So it's in the Psalm 119.
在诗篇第119篇，
in verse 97.
在第97节。
Oh, how I love your law! It is my meditation all the day.
我何等爱慕你的律法，终日不住的思想。
Your commandments make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever mine.
你的命令常存在我心里，使我比仇敌有智慧。
I have more insight than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation.
我比我的师父更通达。因我思想你的法度。
And I understand more than the aged, because I have observed your precepts.
我比年老的更明白，因为我熟了你的训词。
See here, the psalmist says that because they loved the Lord, he loved the Lord, he meditated on God's word.
在这诗歌的作者这样说，因为他爱主，他爱主的话。
He became wiser than enemies.
他就比仇敌更有了智慧。
They will be more. He has more insight than all his teachers.
就比师父更加通达。
And he has this more understanding than the aged.
他就比那些年老的更能够明白事情。
Because he obey and follow, study God's word.
因为他乃是顺服，乃是研考神的话。
Today we spend a lot of time to send our children to all kinds of learnings.
我们今天我们花了多少的时间去带我们孩子去学这个学那个？
piano, violin, exercise, dancing, and Chinese schools. We spend a lot of time doing that for our children.
不管是中文学校跳舞，还是弹钢琴、拉小提琴，所有的事，我们花了多少的时间在我们孩子身上
？The best way for them to learn wisdom is to study.To help them love God's word.
而最好的方法就是要帮助他们来 学习查考主的话。
They will gain wisdom to navigate through their life.
他们就会得到那个智慧，帮助他们过一生的生活。
And you will be well comforted if they are rooted in God's word.
那么，如果他们生根在主的话语上，你就会感到放心了。
Every Friday,
每一个星期五
you will pray to the Lord.
就为
Lord, what is your will for me to spend tonight?
你就要在神的面前向神祷告说，今天晚上你要让我怎么样度过？
If you dare to pray that prayer,
如果你敢这样祷告的话，
I'm telling you this.
我就会告诉你们。
God's will for you on Friday night is to be at a church to have Bible study with brothers and sisters.
我就会告诉你们，神的话告诉你们，神是要告诉你们，他的旨意是要让你们来到教会查考圣经。
If you don't believe me, try this Friday night.
如果你不相信我的话，你今天这个星期五你试试看。
You ask the Lord.
你告诉主，告诉。
What is the will for me for this rest three or four hours a night? Where do you want me to be?
你问主说啊，你这个晚上你要让我做什么？在哪里
？I'll guarantee you.
我会。
Holy Spirit will tell you to go to Bible study.
我会告诉你。圣灵会告诉你要来查圣经的。
Every Sunday,
每一个星期天。
If you dare ask God,
如果你敢问神的话。
What is your will?
你的旨意是什么
？Where do you want me to be this morning?
你要让我星期天早晨做什么
？God will say to you,
神一定会这样告诉你。
Go to church,
到教会去。
To have fellowship,
去
with brothers and sisters in my word.
在主的话语里面和弟兄姊妹一同交通。
Listen carefully to the messages.
好好的听主的话，信息。
If you dare ask God a question.
如果你敢问神的话。
Because word of God is pure milk.
因为神的话乃是纯净的灵奶。
For our spiritual growth.
是我们的灵命可以长进。
So, brothers and sisters.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊
妹。Let's remember this a very simple.Command from the Lord.
让我们来简单的记住神的这个命令。
Like a newborn baby,
像一个才生的婴孩
long for the pure milk of the word,
爱慕神纯净的话。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们再低头有点祷告。
Father God.
亲爱的天父
We thank you for this moment together.
我们感谢你这一点点时间在一起。
May you continue to speak in our hearts.
愿意你继续在我们心中讲话。
In your Son through the Holy Spirit.
借着你的儿子也借着圣灵。
So every one of us.
我们每一个人。
Will benefit from your word.
可以从你的话语中得到喂养。
Benefit from the wisdom from your word.
借着你话的智慧得到喂养。
Will be protected by the power in your word.
被你的话语的大能所保护。
May you bless each one of us.
愿意你祝福每一个人。
We pray in Jesus' name.
这样祷告奉耶稣的名。
Amen.